Hey friends, you found the Christian Science Daily Lift, an inspirational podcast brought to you Monday through Friday. From Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, today we have Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Kevin Gronke.
You may have gotten one lately, an email, text, or phone call that starts, "I wanted to give you a heads up," and then offers notice about something important. As helpful as these alerts can be, it's a good idea to consider them in a deeper way, to view a heads up not as a warning regarding some potential problem or event, but as a reminder to not look downward and inward, but outward and spiritually upward, opening thought to receive the healing, comforting messages that God is constantly sending, we find ourselves looking into the heights of God's grace rather than being drawn down into gloom and doom. In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer of Christian Science, writes, "Fixing your gaze on the realities supernal, you will rise to the spiritual consciousness of being, even as the bird which has burst from the egg and preens its wings for a skyward flight." That expectant, skyward trajectory of thought is like a runner's starting blocks. It enables us to launch toward and actually accept the spiritual fact that God, divine love itself, supplies only right activity in all things. It enables us to accept that we are already the spiritual image of God. Looking up to God, Spirit, as our loving divine parent, we maintain our courage and calm when facing trouble. It's more than just putting on our game face or being blindly tenacious. It relies solely on staying buoyed by divine love's messages of hope and guidance. Because we are spiritual, this elevated view empowers us to maintain our spiritual altitude. No matter how aggressive or dark things may seem sometimes, God's activity and power never stops revealing the kingdom of heaven, the harmony and health within us. So our willingness to look up does matter for our own well-being and for our readiness to support effective healing in the world. In the end, that's really the heads up, because demonstrations of renewal, big and little, always follow.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2022.